The Silent Hero of Solingen by Peter Hemelrad. In order to protect his girlfriend, Robert K. fought with Isa Al for minutes during the Solingen knife attack, HHA. The unexpected presence apparently prevented the Syrian from killing even more visitors to the city festival. But no politician was interested in adorning himself with the hero. I also felt like breaking out in a fight again, but in front of the gentleman. I didn't want to show any weakness, said Robert K. on Thursday morning in the high-security wing of the Dusseldorf Higher Regional Court. The gentleman on the left was Isa Al, who was sitting in the dock behind a bulletproof glass pane. The 27-year-old Syrian, who came to Germany as a refugee via the Balkan route in 2022, has been on trial before the 5th Criminal Senate of the Higher Regional Court since May 27. The federal prosecutor's office accuses him of triple murder, 10 counts of attempted murder and membership in the terrorist organization Islamic State IS. On the evening of August 23, 2024, at the Festival of Diversity, with which the city of Solingen wanted to celebrate its 650th anniversary, the Syrian is said to have stabbed several of the event visitors in quick succession and while repeatedly shouting Allahu Akbar in order to kill as many unbelievers as possible. At the start of the trial, the Syrian refugee immediately admitted to having committed the acts with which he was accused. However, he has not yet commented on the accusation of membership in IS or the intention to murder. In the attack on the Solingen Frohen F, 67-year-old pharmacist Ines W., 67-year-old Stefan S. and 56-year-old Florian H. were killed. Birbal Fau's vocal cords and right arm have been paralyzed ever since. For a number of festival visitors, it is still unclear whether and when they will be able to return to their respective professions. The first witness called on Thursday was Robert K., who lives in Solingen. The 49-year-old toolmaker had visited the Festival of Diversity together with his partner. He suddenly noticed a woman lying on the ground 2 meters away. At first, the 49-year-old thought she had circulatory problems or was drunk. Then the commotion broke out, he said. At that moment, he still assumed there was a fight, but then someone in the audience shouted, "Knife, knife," and at that moment he was already standing in front of me, Robert K. described. He quickly pushed his girlfriend aside and tried to keep him at a distance by kicking him. I attacked him several times and didn't think much about it. At the same time, he noticed that another man, who had shouted, "Help, help," shortly before, had been resuscitated. But when he went to check on him again, the man had already been covered with a cloth. Robert K. only became aware that he himself was injured when others pointed out to him that his t-shirt had been cut and his shoes were covered in blood. Pictures later shown in the courtroom showed a cut several centimeters wide and almost 2 centimeters deep in his lower leg, as well as cuts on his upper body. However, his fight with the knife attacker continued, the 49-year-old told the court. I saw him thrashing around in front of me. That was skillful. That's how professionals move, not amateurs, he said, referring to his own experience in martial arts. But he couldn't do anything against the knife. If it hadn't been for that, he would look different today. However, because of the knife, he had no choice but to drive the attacker in front of him with kicks so that he couldn't get any closer to us. The attacker was apparently surprised and thrown off balance by the opponent. He looked at me. He didn't know what to do. When asked by presiding judge Winfried van der Grinden, he identified Isa Al as the person he had been fighting with. But then he fell and Isa Al stood over him with the knife. At that moment, I thought that was it. But I was able to fend him off with several kicks and then I was able to get up again, Robert K. described the situation and then he was gone. The 49-year-old only confirmed when asked by the judge that he had also shouted after him, "You, come here, I'll finish you off." His unusually long interrogation, lasting around 130 minutes, left no doubt that Robert K. was initially driven solely by the thought of protecting his girlfriend. In this, the 49-year-old clearly differed from several younger men, including an Islamic scholar working for the police, who had testified that they had fled first and only looked after their wives once they themselves were safe. As the fight continued for several minutes, it was also about keeping Isaha away from other potential victims. He was still looking for people he could attack, the toolmaker said. Only after Isaha had seen no other people in his immediate vicinity apart from Robert K. did the Syrian flee down the steps of the Froin. Without exception, all festival visitors questioned about him confirmed the impression that Robert K. was the one who had prevented Isa from killing more people. Otherwise, the square was very empty. There was no one else there. Robert was alone with him, his girlfriend said. The attacker fought with someone. It looked as if the person had deliberately confronted the perpetrator, a 33-year-old man described. And the perpetrator had a lot of trouble with that. Another man drove him away from the people. They got into a duel, described a 33-year-old singer, who was at the Efhof because of a performance planned for the next day. The situation was described by the attacker repeatedly trying to attack him with a knife, but he tried to stop him with third parties. A 30-year-old woman also confirmed the duel. I thought it was so crazy that he dared to defend himself. However, Robert Cobbies was denied any praise or recognition during his interrogation on Thursday. The 49-year-old told the court that the city of Solingen had not shown any interest in him after the attack. Only police officers had repeatedly asked about his well-being. He was later also contacted by State Minister Herbert Ruhl was received for an interview in Dusseldorf, the toolmaker said. This surprised some journalists, because the CDU politician has a reputation for never missing an opportunity to present himself to the media. However, one can only speculate as to why Royal did not do so during the interview with Robert K. This means that Robert K. is likely to remain a silent hero, whom no politician wants to boast about, but who suffered from the consequences of the attack just as much as other festival visitors. The toolmaker played down the psychological consequences at the beginning of his interrogation. Quote, I know violence and pain. I can deal with that relatively well, he said when asked by Winfried van der Grinden. You just have to live with it, he told Lapida about his scar on his leg. But later he admitted that the images come back every evening. Then it turned out that doctors had diagnosed him with post-traumatic stress disorder, to which he reacted by social withdrawal. Quote, I notice that. It's very unpleasant, said his girlfriend when asked by the court how she perceived the personal confrontation with Isa Allah. And the singer, who had witnessed the duel between Robert K. and Isa Al, reported problems returning to her normal life. Quote, the situation on stage and in front of an audience is part of my life, the 33-year-old explained to the court. And when you've experienced something like that, you realize that you're not as safe as you thought. M.